Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app, too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
You on the radio, yeah, you gotta
get on the radio. Welcome back to hour number two of Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement each Saturday across the entire Radio Northwest Network, and we're here to take your calls, and that is an important part of the show because we're here to have some fun and help you out with those home improvement projects. 877-733-1011. Put it in your phone. So right now, hit contact, add, type in Around the House, 877-733-1011. Save. Now you can call on each Saturday. You got no excuse. It's in your phone. Guess what? You can now contribute to the show, and every question you get to ask, you're helping out dozens of people out there that are dealing with the exact same problem. So we're here to help you out, especially on a wonderful Memorial Day weekend here. We're in the studios. This is not some best of show. We are live and local like almost every weekend. I say that because we've been doing this without a best of for a couple years. We've been live every Saturday. I'm going to have maybe one or two here this next year, though, because I got some things I'm going to be doing on some Saturdays. But got to give the staff a little bit of a break, too, sometimes, because we just keep rolling on time and time again. We've been talking home improvement here, and I want to talk a little bit today about getting your lawn kind of dialed in and ready for sod. You know, some people like seed, but you know something? When you put in sod, it's like buying 18 months of pre-grown grass that you can put in. You know, you're buying a lot of time, but when it comes down to it, you know, it's a good, quick, and easy way to do it, and you get an instantaneous return on it, which I love because it looks dialed in. You're not dealing with the weeds. And so what I recommend doing, if you're going to put in the sod and stuff, the first thing I would do is I would actually go over and come up with a good in-ground sprinkler system plan for it, because you're going to water that thing. You know, if you're going to put sod down, you're going to have to water it and keep track of it. So as part of the project, put your underground sprinkler system in and design it out. Hire somebody to design it, or even you can jump on websites if you want to do it yourself. Great, but get a hold of Rainbird or Toro or any of those companies out there. Orbit, they can design your system for you. So let a professional do it, because there are a lot of details to this that make it work right. And when a sprinkler system works right, it works awesome, because you need to get ready. You need to kind of plan out how that's all going to work, because if you get that done, that's kind of the secret to having the lawn look great. Because if you can water it evenly out there, when you get the new grass in, it's going to pay for itself. If you're still out there dragging the hose around and, oh, I'm out of town for a couple days or can't do this here and there, guess what? It's not going to look so good, and it's going to die off, or it's not going to be as healthy and have a bunch of weeds in it. And if you can figure that watering plan out early, just put this in your budget. You're going to be better off, and it's probably going to save you money, because I tell you what, if you're like me, when you're dragging the hose around, I'm overwatering this area, I'm underwatering that area, it's just not that good. When you can have a design system that does it, then you're golden. So start out with planning a good sprinkler system when you do this project. That's the biggest tip I can give you. But like everything else when we're doing home improvement projects, especially with sod, it's all about the prep work. Kind of like painting. It's kind of like everything else. That prep work is where it's at. It's easy to roll the sod out. It's a little bit of work, but that's the fun part. This is the stuff that you got to sit there and dive into. So like I said, when you're putting sod down, you're buying time. But the big thing is you want to take a look and see what that dirt is below. So before you dive into this, what I would do is I would take out a sample of dirt, you know, move some sod away, grab the dirt down there and get it over to your local extension office so they can do some testing. You want to see what, you know, what your soil composition is to see how healthy it is. That way you know what to add to it. Because with sod, you want to have a pH between 6 and 7.5. So that's kind of the really happy spot for sod. But you don't know what else you're missing out of there. So that's where that test is going to sure help you out. But you want to have that soil being really nutrient rich. So what you want to do is you want to go through, you know, after you get that test, then you can kind of figure out what you need to do. But you want to dig down. So what I do is go through and make sure you remove all of the old grass there. So if you got to run a sod cutter, do it. Get all of it out of there. Make sure it's all ready to go. And then what I would do is I would bring in, you know, some compost or whatever you need to add to it to get that up. You know, you could have clay soil, you could have sandy soil, whatever it is, you want to get that back to a balanced soil state. So get that in there. And then I want to see you rototill that thing, and I want to see that thing get, you know, top 8 inches, get dialed in.
Well, and if you're going to do that anyway, you might as well lay the sprinkler system.
See, that's what I'm saying. You're already this far. You've already got the whole front yard, backyard, side yard, whatever you're doing. It's already grenaded. PVC pipe's pretty cheap at this point. You're already there.
You've done the hard work.
You're there. And if you do it right, you know that rototiller kind of helps you dig the holes.
Absolutely.
And let it do it. I've done this. Trust me. So when you do that, it really kind of helps out. And then you want to just nice wide steel rake and rake it out. Get it all nice, level, or as, you know, balanced so you don't have big potholes out in the middle of that, and get it all ready to go. And then that's going to be kind of the secret to the base. You get all the rocks out of it, all that stuff. And then I would like to see you really kind of get it, you know, I roll it just like you would with seed to get it. You don't want it rock hard out there, but you want to have it settled. You don't want to put this in there and then by the time you're walking on it in a couple weeks to have holes out there. So I'd get a roller, roll it out, just get it so it's nicely settled, rake it out again. Make sure that you got a nice base. And then here's the secret to sod. And this is one of the things that I like to talk about with sod. Get it delivered from the sod farm so you get the same day cut. So a lot of sod companies out there, depending where you're at, they'll cut sod overnight even so you can get it the same day. You don't want to get sod that's 2 or 3 days old. So now if you drop down to the home center, that can be a little tough. I've seen those pallets of sod sit there for a couple days, and that's not going to look really great when you roll it out. So if you get that same day sod, you'll get it down there and you're going to have a lot better looking lawn. And really, they're not discounting it for being 2 days old there. So you want to get the good stuff. Have the sod company deliver it. And then, you know, for a couple people, you know, you're going to take a weekend really to get, if you got 1,000 square foot yard, that's a 2-person job over a weekend. You can have that prepped. And then the next weekend, get that sod delivered.
Get it all planned out.
Yeah, get it all planned out. Get it ready to go. Get the sod ordered. Have it come in the next weekend. And then, you know, 2 people can knock that out pretty quickly. So the secret to laying sod is when you know, you've usually got one long run there that's got a nice straight edge. Like it's a sidewalk or a fence line or something like that. Grab that because it's an easy straight line to start with. And then just start rolling it out. And make sure you got it in there tight. If you got those things, you know, not mounted up, but just get it in there tight. So once you get that first row going, then you're just going to keep rowing along and going with it. So don't have any air pockets. Keep it all butted up together. And then just keep laying those subsequent rows beyond it. So that's kind of the easy part. So, you know, don't overlap is the other key. Make sure they just butt up against each other. So you'll have that little row end where they first start. Make sure those are nice and tight. Then the biggest secret out of all this is water, 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 and water. Keep it wet the whole time. Just, you know, and if you've got that sprinkler system, you can sit there and set it to run every 3 hours if it's hot, every 4 hours if it's hot, just to put a little bit of moisture back into it because the root system's not there. Once you do that, you're good. Now, when the grass reaches 3 inches high, mow it. Get that first mowing out of the way, and then you can mow an inch off the top, get it down to 2 inches. You know, it's still a fragile lawn, so you got to stick with that. So just keep it a little tall, and you want it to develop that deep root system. So, and then after 3 or 4 weeks growth, hit it with the fertilizer, and you're good to go. So that's going to be the key. When we come back, we'll be taking more of your calls, 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. With Eric G. We're talking home improvement today because that's what we do each Saturday from noon to 2 here on the Radio Northwest Network, where we're having fun. Now, I wanted to say we're going to give away here in a second some 30 seconds outdoor cleaner because that's what we do here each hour. But I do want to say that this segment is brought to you by Western Construction Systems. Is that cracked or crumbling foundation killing your real estate deal? For a free inspection, contact Western Construction Systems. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty guaranteed. And that is CCB number 94222. So we're going to give away a 64-ounce hose end sprayer. Now, this is the 30 seconds outdoor cleaner. This is going to get away that algae, mold, mildew, dirt, grime, all that stuff. You can use it on your big deck, asphalt driveway, concrete, all of that. So you can clean it all with this stuff. So we had him on the show a few weeks ago, and that was a great time. So we're going to go call number 13, lucky number 13, at 503-733-4101. Caller 13, 503-733-4101. So call in there, and Donovan will take your calls, and I'll announce it once we get a caller in. Let's run out here to Norman in Hillsboro. Welcome to Around the House.
Hi there, Eric. How are you?
Good, man. What can I help you with?
I love your show.
Thanks, brother.
Okay, so I have a mimosa tree. It's probably like 14 years old. We cut a big branch down off it, and I have the bare branch now mm-hmm. that... do I need to cover that with anything?
You know, any time that you cut on these trees, it's not a bad idea. I mean, it might heal itself up, but I've seen some people, you know, it's kind of an old school way of painting on that that healing, you know, on the outside of that. You can cover that up. You can go down to the store and buy some of that that paint to put over cut ends on that. If you took a big branch off, it's just going to help protect that and give it a less chance of bugs going in. That's what I would do.
Right, okay.
I'm not a Mike Darcy out there, but I tell you what, that's what I would do if I was doing it.
You're better than Mike Darcy.
Oh, I don't know. Not when it comes to plants, brother. I appreciate that, but yeah.
Okay, so I got one other question. Sure. I just try to enhance my yard, make it look nice with bark dust.
Yeah.
And the squirrels just invade like crazy. Is there any deterrent for squirrels?
You know, there's not, you can use, I've seen people use some of the, there's some stuff you can put down, like the blood meals and stuff out there that I've heard some people be successful with kind of deterring it, you know, because it doesn't smell great to the squirrels. And so, right. You know, it kind of works with deer too, that you can put some of the blood meal down over the top of that. That might help it. But yeah, the squirrels, I don't know. I had bark dust down. For me, whether I have fresh bark dust or not, the squirrels are everywhere.
They're ornery. So, okay, Eric. Well, hey, I appreciate it. I listen to your show every weekend, and keep up the good work.
Thanks.
I got a little tip out of the sod lane, too.
There we go, man. You're good to go. I appreciate you calling in, man, and it's great listeners like you that we appreciate on Memorial Day weekend. So, thanks,
all
man,
right.
for listening
well,
around the house.
You have a great memorial.
You
okay.
too, man. Thanks. Ah, great caller right there. You know, we just love great people, and then. And if you're a caller out there right now and you know, one of our listening audience, if you've got a tip like that too, if you're an arborist or something like that, feel free to call in as well. Cause I always like the expert call in tips for that because, you know, I try to know everything, but we get into the landscaping and plant world. I'm not the biggest expert on that stuff. I know a lot just as a homeowner, but it's one of those things that I'm, learning more and more about each day. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We want to get your calls in because we're going to talk home improvement. This is the last big segment of the show here coming up. So we want to get your calls in because it always seems that we get calls in at the end and we don't want to have to cut you off for that. Well, one thing we've been talking about that I teased in the show though, I want to start talking about a little bit before we get some more calls because I teased about earlier in the week that we're going to talk a little bit about toilet buyer's guides because, you know, the plumbing world is changing right now. You're seeing there's a new change out there from water standards. You know, they're they're changing shower heads and faucets and things like that. There's new water standards out there. So I don't want to dive too much into the geekiness of that. But what I want to say is that there are some great new toilets out there that you can save some money with. And if you're doing some of these DIY projects in, if you buy a great toilet, you can get down to a 1 gallon flush these days that'll work really well. But one thing I want to give as a key when we're talking about that is that when you're dealing with low flow toilets like that, what I want to talk about, though, is you need to make sure you know where you're putting it. Because if you're putting it in a basement and an old home and some old plumbing, you might need a little extra water in there. So maybe you want to go with a 1.25 gallon flush toilet to get a little more water through that. Hey, Heath in Portland is our winner for our second 64-ounce hose end sprayer of 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. Thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate that. So all you guys calling in, tune in next week where we'll be giving away even more of that 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. I want to run out here real quick and see if we can get out to Todd in Forest Grove. Welcome to Around the House.
How you doing today?
Good, man. What can I help you with?
Hey, I just want to make a comment on the irrigation systems with the grass installation.
Yeah.
It's well worth the money, because if you install your grass or your sod and you decide you want to go on vacation, you come back and you forget to water it, it's all for nothing.
Yep, you just wasted all that time and effort and threw that money away.
Mm-hmm. It's happened to me once, and that's why I learned.
Exactly. And, you know, what's really nice, too, is when, you know, if we get into these drought conditions, which happen in the Northwest, and all of a sudden they say, hey, you can only water on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, you can set your timer up and not have to worry about it.
That's exactly right.
Todd, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening to Around the House. You too. That's a great comment, because, yeah, all it takes is one little trip, one family emergency, I got to run out of town for a business trip, and the kid down the street that you paid $10 to come water your lawn didn't do it, and you just threw that $1,000 away in your sod for nothing. Could have put in a really good sprinkler system there for that $1,000. If you're doing it yourself, you'd have been set to go. And it saves water. It's a greener option, so you might as well do it. So, all right, when we come back, we'll be taking all your calls, 877-733-1011, just as soon as Around the House returns. You're listening to a home improvement show that's all about, well, working around the house. You're listening to the Radio Northwest Network, and I don't care if you're in the Tri-Cities or Bend or Coos Bay or, geez, even over here in the Dalles or even out in God's country over there in what I call Enterprise and LeGrand out there, where I spent a lot of childhood memories up in the Wallowas up there having a good time. We're here to help you with those home improvement projects. That's where we have a lot of fun. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. Now, I want you to jump over to our Facebook page, because you guys delivered over the last couple weeks here. We asked to see if we could get up, you know, a few more Facebook likes, and you guys delivered. So now we're up, and just keep going. You'll take a lot. I just actually threw a picture, a selfie up of myself here in the studio, wearing one of my Brand Reserve shirts for my buddy, the Jorgensen Brothers, who did that show, Rustic Renovation. I was giving them a hard time. I met up with them at the Milwaukee thing, and they gave me one of their shirts. And I'm like, ah, it's a comfy T-shirt. I like comfy T-shirts. But anyway, jump over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G. You can jump on there, and you'll see the show go all week long. I did want to mention this segment, Around the House, is brought to you, my friends at Adair Homes, building quality, affordable custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for nearly 50 years. That's AdairHomes.com. CCB number 593. Yeah, that's 593. That's not like some big six-digit number. That's how you can tell they've been around for 50 years because they have a three-digit number where most people have six or seven of them. So,
and they're holding on to that.
They are. That's a good number to grab a hold of. You can tell they've been around for a while. So we've been talking everything home improvement here, but I want to get your calls. But we were talking a little bit about toilets, you know, and you get what you pay for when you're out there with a toilet. If you go into a home center and buy a $69 or $79 or $99 toilet, it's not going to work that well. It might get the job done, but there's a really a lot of engineering in these things. And unless I'm trying to find something inexpensive, I'll be honest, I don't walk into home improvement stores and buy toilets. I don't. I go to the plumbing wholesaler and I get a Toto, and Toto doesn't pay me a dime to say that. I've not even gotten a free toilet seat out of those guys. I mean, that's just the brand that I've used for a decade. And people go, who's Toto? And it's like, well, just know that across the world, Toto sells more toilets than American Standard and Kohler combined.
Wow.
They're that big internationally. Well, these guys, you know, and I will say nothing against American Standard Kohler. Great products, but they are just starting to get caught up to what Toto's been doing technology-wise. And quite frankly, if you look at one of theirs and compare it to me, it looks like they're just copying them. But, you know, that's the best compliment is to get copied like that. But I tell you what, it's worth it. And I tell you what, I've never had a client that has purchased one go, oh man, that was a horrible toilet. And you don't realize it when you're getting a good quality toilet out there, what a good quality toilet does. Toto, for instance, they put a secondary layer over the top of the porcelain. Porcelain, if you look at it in a microscope, it's got all these little fissures and holes in it because it's porcelain. Well, what they do is they put a second coating over there that smooths over that. So what's that mean? Well, the stuff that's in a toilet doesn't stick to it.
Easier to clean.
It's almost self-cleaning. Might need to hit it once a month. And inside the bowl, you're not going to get the big water rings on them in most cases. You're not going to get all that stuff. So really, that's the secret to that. And they do a really efficient 1 gallon flush toilet. Wow. You know, if you've got four people in a house and you start thinking about what half a gallon does per flush, per person, per day, that adds up. And if you're sitting in the city of Portland where you're paying through your teeth for water bills, that adds up out of your pocket pretty quick. So all of a sudden, buying a $350 to $400 toilet doesn't seem so bad when it pays off. You know, it's not too bad. And, I mean, if you want to go Bentley on this thing and get something really nice, you can get heated seats and LED lights.
Get the Cadillac of toilets.
Yeah, you know, you can get the Cadillac toilets. You can go with the bidet mode. You can go with the heated seat charcoal filter. I mean, it gets pretty crazy.
How long do those Toto toilets last?
You know, I don't know. You can put those things in there. They'll last for just about forever.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times with those, you're going to change out the insides of them. They'll go for a long time. It's usually style that takes you out on those things.
Okay.
It's porcelain, so nothing's really going to happen to that point. You're going to change out, you know, innards. A lot of that comes down to what kind of water you have. You know, if you've got lots of hard water deposits and you have an untreated water system that really kind of takes an abuse for it, well, that doesn't last as long. And then one of the things that you don't see as much of it, but 10, 15 years ago, you saw a lot of it. There were toilet bowl cleaners you would put in the tank. A lot of those had bleach and stuff in them.
Ooh.
Problem was it dried out all the seals.
Gets in the lines.
All the stuff inside the toilet tank starts to get eaten up because that just starts eating away. It takes the oils out of the plastic, and all of a sudden you've ruined the inside stuff. So those water things are, those toilet cleaners that go inside the tank, I'm never a huge fan of because they just, I don't know, you're just kind of wearing things out prematurely in many cases. Now, they kind of had their heyday and they left. I haven't seen one in a while or an advertisement for them for a while, but it's one of the things to keep an eye with. But with these new toilets, you can really come a long way, and they don't clog up. That's the thing I like about them. They've actually put porcelain all the way down through them. They've got bigger openings in them. I mean, Toto, for instance, they sit there and they take a bucket of golf balls, and that's their little test at the shows, and they flush them.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not going to plug that thing up. You're going to be plugging the city sewer line down the street with it up. But I do wonder, and, you know, I've talked to people, and it's not, you know, they've been having some problems in San Francisco and stuff where you've got, you know, old plumbing systems, and like here, city of Portland, you know, our infrastructure is pretty poor. That's not well maintained. It's not well planned, it seems. But long story short, it doesn't seem, I wonder if everybody starts going to those low flow toilets and low flow this, low flow that, there's only so much science when I look at that and I go, okay, if we don't have enough water making things flow downstream, at what point does that become a problem? And maybe it doesn't. Maybe there's enough laundry, enough showers, enough baths that keeps it going. But it makes me wonder that at what point do we start scratching our head going, oh, we went too far. That could be a problem. San Francisco's been having that problem in the news where all of a sudden it's been going too far. So that's something to keep in mind with. But one thing out there when you're looking and you're out there taking a peek, especially in Portland, watch your building codes right now. Because right now, the new water codes, if you look at what's on the current building code in the city of Portland and what many stores have on their shelves, those don't match very well. If you walk into a home center right now and you pull a faucet or a shower head off the shelf, that might not meet current code. So take a look at what the code requirements are. Pay attention to that because those have not caught up yet. So most people don't have, I mean, a lot of the big plumbing suppliers are on that, but there's warehouses full of this stuff. So make sure that you're on top of that. Follow that code so you don't have to deal with the inspector on the final sign-off because that's going to be a problem. So little word to the wise out there with that. Those things are coming, and I see that there's going to be more code changes coming up here as well coming up into the next year. So one of those things, and with lumber prices, I mean, you're seeing some massive changes out there. I mean, I'm seeing the biggest problem out there in buildings projects right now. If you're getting ready to start a remodel project, and this is an interesting story, transportation. I got cabinet suppliers that are sending me emails saying, hey, stuff's going to be late out there because we don't have a truck to send it on. There's such a trucking shortage that I'm seeing across the building industry that there's weeks of delays just because there's not enough people to ship stuff across the country. Wow. That's going to be an interesting one. So we're going to see that happening here, but we're going to see double digits on remodel prices for next year for sure because lumber prices are up 20-something percent right now, and those things are going to add up. So, well, when we come back, we're going to put a nice little bow up around this show and talk about a few other little housekeeping tips just as soon as Around the House returns. Northwest Network. We're talking home improvement. Wow, we're finishing strong today. I like a little rock and roll here at the end like that.
And it went quick.
It did. We're having a good time today. We, you know, just kind of recap and put a bow about everything here. You know, it's a great weekend for barbecuing out there. We were talking a lot of, well, just good barbecue tips out there. There's so many things that can be done on that back deck out there, and you can have a lot of fun. Julie just went out and was teasing me with this porterhouse steak we're going to throw in the barbecue tonight. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that tonight. But, you know, you can do an affordable at-home cooking without going to spend a couple $100 at a good steakhouse. So I like that. And that's a nice thing you can do in your backyard. You can get that thing dialed in, you know. We did, you know, we took Julie's grandmother's, her old patio set that was like 30 years old and refinished it. I did as a Morgan de Oregon segment. We're having dinner out there a couple nights a week.
Just waited ways to utilize that back patio.
Yeah, I spent $50 on paint and got it cleaned up and it's all good to go. And man, it's just a good way to do it. It's just a good way to do it. Hey, I want to give you some tips this week here as well. So all week long, and I've been doing a little bit of changes around on my time, what I'm doing during the week. So you're going to start to see a little bit more content up on, there's a lot up there, but you're going to see even more up on our Facebook page, which is Around the House with Eric G. And please take that, share it, show it off. I'm going to have more celebrity guests on there as well. I'm going to start putting some other little videos up there. We might even start doing here in the next coming weeks. It's not going to be this week, but maybe the next. I'm going to start putting up a little midweek podcast hitting on some local tips during the week of a couple minutes just to kind of keep teasing you with what's going on. So first off, go over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G, because I will share it up there. That's a great place to go to catch segments that I do on TV to catch any of this new stuff, I will share it there. And if you're doing projects up there, go ahead and go over to Around the House Nation, because that is where we have our closed group where everybody gets to play nice. There's no politics. Everybody's treating everybody really nice. And you can put up that project you're working on and have some fun with it and have comments from other people on it. So that's another great place to be. And if you want to see the website that has all that, that's aroundthehouseonline.com. So if you get caught up on a project during the week and you need a quick response, you can also send me an email at ath@kxl.com. That's another great place to go. That's a great place to go for that kind of stuff. So next week, we're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about a little bit of remodeling, because a lot of remodeling, now that people have their tax returns back and they're planning their vacations, now they're kind of thinking, okay, what do I want to get done before the holidays next year? People want to get that kitchen remodel done. They want to get a few of these things knocked out. So the great thing with that is we're going to talk some remodeling tips, not so much our cost versus value, but really, you know, the key to a good remodeling project is the game plan that goes before it. Because if you don't get that game plan figured out correctly, that's where the problem goes. Because you'll see people, hey, I put a great new countertop in. Awesome. You'll do the cabinets next year. You're backwards. Now you're going to go throw away that countertop. Nobody wants to go throw away a $4,000 quartz countertop that they put in the wrong place. Or they didn't maybe save enough of the old flooring that they did a couple years ago because they got tired of the flooring they had in their kitchen. And they're going to put new cabinets in, but didn't realize they should have saved 6 or 8 boxes. Maybe of the flooring that they were going to redo. And they don't have anything to weave in with. Now they got to do the flooring again. So some of these things is just coming up with a great game plan from start to finish of what you want to do in that project, because that can save you time, energy, and quite frankly, nobody wants to do a project over again.
No, you don't want to get halfway through and go, oh,
yeah,
I forgot.
Yeah. How many times do people dive into a remodel project and they go, oh, I didn't think that I'm not going to have enough circuits and I probably should have put that new electrical panel in the project. Oops. Or, you know, it's like when people go to sell their house. You know, I see more times out there when people put their house up on the market. Hey, I'm going to sell my house next year. Great. If it's an old house, 20s, when was the last time that sewer line was replaced? Maybe you want to get that thing maintained a little bit. Take a look at it. So many times at the last minute of the sale, they're digging up the street, putting in a new sewer line, and there's a $5,000 to $20,000, depending on how far it has to go, sewer line in there, that if they'd have taken care of a little earlier, they might have been able to do it at a cheaper price. So that's the thing. So, you know, that's the thing that we got to be careful with. So
now I do want to get to this. We tried to get to it last week. The top 10 most procrastinated home improvement projects.
You know, we've been talking about that, but wait a minute. You know, that's one of those things that I like.
I would say maybe cleaning out your...
Ah, guess what? We're going to have to stop there. Maybe we can get to that procrastinated thing next week. Our thanks to executive producer Dane Botter for making the show sound great. Donovan Surgeon, who rocked the communication center. And of course, Dave Bourne, who is born ready to drive us today from the captain's chair. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. Want you to join us next week from noon to two, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, designing, remodeling, and renovation of your home. Until then, be sure you do what you love and love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G, LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2018. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
If I could dream.
Is your website losing you money instead of making it? Slow load times, outdated design, or a clunky mobile experience could be driving those customers away. At SiteHypeDesigns.com, we turn bad websites into high-performing, customer-winning machines. Our expert designers create sleek, fast, and SEO-optimized sites that don't just look good. They convert visitors into paying customers. Don't let a weak website hold you back. Visit SiteHypeDesigns.com today for a free website audit and discover how we can take your business to the next level.
SiteHypeDesigns.com. Websites that work as hard as you do.
For our Around the House listeners, use promo code Eric G for a free website audit and a free half-hour consultation call. Our whole confession.